If you'll please open up your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12 and follow along with me as we read verses 1 through 11 together, wherein Jesus sets the example for us to experience His joy no matter what we're going through in life right now. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured from sinners such hostility against Himself, so that all of us may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood, and have you forgotten the exhortation which addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor lose courage when you are punished by Him. For the Lord disciplines him who He loves and chastens every son whom He receives. For it is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as a son. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are an illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respect them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us a short time at their pleasure. But He, God, the Lord, disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. Later, however, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. The Lord's unceasing blessings be upon each and every single one of you in the reading of His Word. Now, there are many passages in Scripture that have the appearance of equating the word joy in being synonymous with the word happy. The word happy is an adjective that describes a feeling. Many may appear happy on the outside. You today, here in our sanctuary or online, you may appear happy on the outside when somebody says to you, Happy or Merry Christmas. But on the inside, you're grieving over the loss of a loved one, depressed because you've lost a job, overwhelmed with the financial problems, or saddened over a broken relationship, and you feel very, very alone. Jesus experienced joy even when He knew He was going to be sacrificed. Paul experienced joy even though he suffered greatly on many occasions and eventually martyred for his faith in Christ. Even on our worst days, we can experience God's joy because God's joy originates from the fruit of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us as believers who declare Jesus as the Christ and our personal Lord and Savior. When James tells us to count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, well, we should count joy when we breathe. We should count joy when we speak, when we see. We should count joy when we hear. We should count joy when we walk. And we should even count joy when we face a trial. If you are seeking God's joy during this Advent season, may I suggest four things. Number one, don't let isolation and loneliness steal your joy, but rather engage the community of your church family. We love you. We want to be there with you. You are not alone. Number two, seek God's Word and draw closer to Him, for He will renew your sense of peace and your purpose and encouragement. Number three, even if for just a season, seek out a professional counselor that you can talk through any difficult challenges you're facing. And number four, simply go outside and take a walk. Breathe fresh air. Look out at the beauty of God's creation that provides us hope and reassures us that God is with us. God does not want you to stay in isolation, but wants you to become connected with others and the beauty of God's creation. He wants you to experience His true joy today. Even while imprisoned and very unhappy and involved in very harsh circumstances, Paul expressed his joy to the church in Philippi in Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11, because he knew that through Jesus, that they would be filled with the fruit of righteousness, all to the glory and the praise of God. Verse 3 starts off and it says this, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy. Thankful for your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus. It is right for me to feel thus about you all because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness which come through Christ Jesus to the glory and praise of God. Paul added that the goal of the fruit of righteousness is what? It is the praise and glory to God. The fruit of joy displayed in our lives comes from God. It does not come from the outside going in that changes on a whim. It comes from the inside, from God, and is not for our own praise and glory, and is not to gain honor or applause from men. It is to glorify God. Others should see our good deeds and glorify our Father who is in heaven. The works of righteousness are those God has prepared beforehand that we would walk in them. They are proof of our true saving relationship with Christ. Jesus assures us that if our salvation is real, the fruit of righteousness will be evident in our lives. As your pastor, my joy is seeing right before our eyes that we are growing spiritually as a unified church body. We are inwardly changing and maturing into the image of Christ. We recognize how wonderful this change is, and in spite of fear, but with the strength and the courage of knowing that God is with us, we are never going back. I have witnessed in this past year that the love of our church members has abounded more and more with greater spiritual knowledge and all discernment, filled with the fruits of righteousness which come through Christ Jesus, all to the glory and the praise of God. It is my prayer that the strength of your joy from the Lord is so great. I pray that your joy in the Lord is so great today that it will overflow into reaching out to others in our community and bringing them into personally experience the same wondrous joy of Christian fellowship. Let's invite them to join us and board God's roller coaster car today together. As an expression of our hope and thankfulness of God's love and peace during this next week of Advent, let us rejoice with indescribable and exalted joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And take every opportunity to tell your joy to the world around us, to prepare the way of the Lord, for the Lord is coming.